Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalid. We want to apologize for yesterday's, we had a mishap, the shiur wasn't able to be recorded, and we're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we're a little behind. We're at Tana Rabban and Shisha Dvarim. It's about four lines where the lines are, the mid-level lines, the lines with the most size on the page, on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Gnai Lo L'Talmud Chacham. There are six things that are a Gnai for a Talmud Chacham. Number one, Al Yetzi Kishahu Mavusam Lashok. He shouldn't go out with a lot of perfume into the street. Number two, Al Yetzi Yechidi Balel. He shouldn't go out alone at night. Number three, Al Yetzi Bimin Alim Hamet Tuloyim. He shouldn't go out with patched shoes. Number four, Val Yisaper Misha Bashok. He shouldn't speak to an Isha in the street. Number five, Al Yisa Bechabur Shal Ami Arayt. Don't sit with a bunch of Amaratim. Chabura. Number six, Val Yikonis Bachoron Al Beis HaMedrash. Don't be the last one to show up to shul. To the Beis HaMedrash, really. Don't walk very haughty steps, and don't walk with an upright posture. Why can't you go out with a perfume? We're talking about a place where people would suspect you of being Mishkav Zachar. Why is a man getting dressed up like that, smelling like that? Obviously, he's interested in other men. Amar Sheish Lomar Nelo Bavigda. That's only if you put the perfume on your clothing. Aval Begufo Zeh Ba'Avarle. But you're allowed to wear deodorant. That's okay. It's recommended. That's all right. Right? Amar Papa. It's Iro Kibigdo Dami. If you put it in your hair, it's like putting it in your baguette. Amale Kigufo Dami. No, it's like putting it in your guf. Ayeti Yechid Balayla. You should have gone alone at night. Mishom Chshada. Because they're going to be suspicious of you. What is he going at night? Who's he meeting? Who's he meeting up with? Right? Below Amar and Elo Delo Kivirle Idna. That's only true, thank you. That's only true if you don't have a shear. Aval kvila idna miyadi yada idna ka'azil. But if everyone knows, he goes to the shear, he gives the shear, he goes to the shear, then it's not an issue. Val yetze b'min alim hamatulayim v'sayalei l'rabi chiyah bar abba. That supports of chiyah bar abba. The rabbi chiyah bar abba, g'nai hu tam chacham, sheyetze b'min alim hatulayim. A person should not go out. It's not for kavadik for a tam chacham to go out with shoes like that. With torn shoes, patched shoes. Any is that true? Avim Chiyabar Abba Nafik. Chiyabar Abba went out like that. Amar Mar, Zutra, Beredev Nachman, B'taloi Agar B'taloi. It was some kind of patch on top of a patch. So it was somehow not really such a gnai. I'm not going to have to show what that case is. B'lo Mar Nela B'Panta. That's only true. But not B'Fanta. That's only true. Avil B'Gilda, but in the heel, where you can't really see it, less Lomba. That's not an issue. B'Panta, not Lo Mar Nela B'Urcha. That's only true in the street. Abu Bebeisa, less Lomba. You can walk around in slippers. You can walk around like that. Doesn't make a difference. That's only true in the Mosachama. Abu Bebeisa, less Lomba. In the winter, no issue. Why no issue? Because it's all messy and it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Vayisaper Misha Vashuk. You shouldn't talk to one in the street. Amr Chista Afilu Ishto. Even your wife. Tanya Namiyachi Afilu Ishto Afilu Bita Afilu Achoso. Not everybody knows who your relatives are. So therefore, it's all for purpose of what other people are going to think. So if in a society where this is not an issue. Ba'al yisat yese bechabur shalami aret. Don't sit with amaratim. My time or not. Dilma atzil amshuche basayel. Please start to act like them. Start to get interested in them. So that doesn't apply. By the way, it's not an easy question. How you hang out with people that are not religious and they don't influence you. It's an important question. But we're not talking, this Gemara is not talking about that, you're trying to be Makar of them, right? But you can't back on a little bit of Medrash, and you shouldn't come last. You shouldn't Makar relay Poshea, they're going to call you some Poshea, right? You look at this negligent person shows up so late. But Yeshab Afli of Psiya Psiya Gatha, Amar Mar Psiya Gatha, of Psiya Gatha, and tell us, Echad me Kuf Kuf me Ma'or Enosh Al Adam. Walking like that reduces 1/500th of your vision. My Takante, what's the ticket for that? How do you rectify that? All of a sudden here, how do you rectify it? So, lahadid b'kudsha debay shimsha. You should drink kiddush. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, sheshoset kos shel kiddush b'shabbos balayla. Drink the kos of kiddush on Friday nights. That's how you rectify the bad eyesight. Okay? What? Tosfo says, not here, he says in Tzachim, what you do is, says in the name of Rav Nutroni Gon, you should put wine on your eyes. L'refua. And What? I have Baikira, she says.
It's not like you're walking like a Yasu.
Right. Right. And the Maharil says that what you should do is, at Kiddush time, you should look at the Neiros. You should look at the Neiros, because each Neir is Gematria 250, 250 and 250 is 500, and that's going to restore the 500 that was lost. Okay, it's all very nice. Maybe you should be short. I don't know what Rashi mean by that, right?
Somebody else
could be Motzi. Yeah. Vayahalech becomes a kufa. Don't walk upright. Amar mar. Hamahalech becomes a kufa. Afil arba amos. Even 4 amos. Kiil dochek ragle shechina. You walk like that as if you're trampling over the shechina. Dechziv malekal aritz kivoda. Next mishnah. Heviu lefan of miliach. If somebody brings you a salted dish, so tchila. At first, upas imo. Bread to accompany the salty dish to take away the sting from the dish. So then, mivarech al havaliach, you make a bracha on the salty dish, upoter es hapas, and that'll potter the bread. Why? Shapas tfeilalo. Because the bread is tuffel to the salty dish. Zaklal, that's the rule, by the way. Kol shu ikur v'imo tfeila, whatever's the ikur and has a tuffel along with it, mivarech al ikur, upoter es hatfeila. You make a bracha on the ikur, and it potters the tfeila. Says Tosvos, the second Tosvos, afagat, even though, the Ashmi'inan, that we learned, the pas poteres hafar peres, normally bread potters everything. You make your wash on a bread, you can eat anything that comes along with the bread, any part of the meal. Etzrich Ashmi'inan, the problem, the pas tuffel. So sometimes the bread is tuffel. Sometimes. Okay? Of course you're passing like this. What, you have to think of a case when this applies.
Bread on the table, you don't have to wash
it. No.
You go to a restaurant, and they serve you a bunch of dishes in front, and they give you some bread also.
Right.
You don't want the bread, you want those dishes.
It could apply more with mizonoses. I mean, just practically. Like the
Shmal
tearing with a cracker. So why are you eating the cracker? I'll tell you a better one. What about an ice cream cone with ice cream? Why are you eating that ice cream cone? You're only eating it because there's no other way to eat ice cream. What? So I know that I think there's a machlokas in Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman about an ice cream cone.
Yeah, when you get down to it, you make a bracha on the cone.
Right. But some people eat the cone while they're eating the ice cream somehow. It's a shiloh. But you see the shiloh. The shiloh is...
Which is the
ikka, which is the tafel. Right? Okay, umiyah can be such a thing. Is there such a thing like that? That the salty dish is the ikker and the pas is the tafel? Amar v'acha breder of Evira, Amar v'ashi, ba'ochle peros ginis arshanu. Yeah, but it's very, 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 very tart peros from Gnosar, whatever they are. Amar rabba bar barachana, ki avzlina basrei, Rabbi Yochanan lamechal peros ginesar. When I was eating, we were following Rabbi Yochanan to eat these peros. Ki avinam be'meya, when they gave us 100, Maktinian Leila Kol Chad V'Chad Asara Asara. We divided up, we gave everybody 10. Kiavinan Be Asara, when we had 10 people there, Man Katinan Le Kol Chad V'Chad Meya Meya. They gave each one 100. V'chol Meya Meinaihu, each hundred, Havi Maksikluhu Tana, it fit into a basket, Bartlosa Soy. 3 sa, V'achaluhu, and we ate it. So he quotes over here, in the name of some Achronim over here, you always have these strange gemaras where these amoraim are eating like a crazy amount of food. An inordinate amount of food. Like, what's going on here with these people? Right, these amoraim. But they're eating so much. So he says, and not only that, it's a gemara that says you shouldn't do that. You should eat like what the mun was. And it's not appropriate to like overeat. So they answer, it's only not appropriate to overeat if you're full. If you're full and you're overeating, that's inappropriate. But if you're not full, two answers. One, they weren't full. Two, the second answer is, listen, you like this one, the Eifet says, because it comes to dessert, no such thing as full. Right? No such thing. So he says, Shir Achilas Ra'avason, the Shir of being a glutton, Nemar Legabi Stama Achalim. That's what I said about regular food. Below Gabi Dover Matika. Not on something sweet, not on dessert. Shari Gabi Lezet Amr, the Gemara says, Ravcha Lepsima Shchiach. There's always more room. Always more room. What? Always room for Jello, right? Klomar, Hame'ayim is ravchim l'fnaz makam l'davar matak. You always can find more in your stomach for sweet things. Anyway, umishtabala, umishtaba, we... Right. Umishtaba, when we swore, the low times ziyune. We didn't taste anything, Is ziyune talking daitach? You didn't taste anything? Give it to me, you had so much food. El'ema mizona, that wasn't filling. Rabbi Avo, achal adahavi sharik le dudva. Rav Avo ate until there was a fly that was on his face. May ufsei from the shine. Rav Ami Rav Asi have achal adenosa mezayu. They ate until their hair fell out. Rav Shur and Lakish have achal ademar. He ate so much till he went crazy. Damalei Rabbi Yochanan Nesia. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Nesia, Rabbi Meshadel and Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Beulshe, go get the troops. Abasrei umaisi leila beisei. Go get the troops so we can bring Rav Shakish home. They all say this is all allegorical for levels of knowledge. It doesn't really mean that he went crazy because he ate fruit. It's all esoteric meanings. I don't know what this means.
Each one has a cup of wine with it.
Right.
Each spoon of fruit.
Kiyasar of Dini Umar, he said, there was one city that Yana had, Bahar Hamel. We're rushing a little bit because there's a ton to say on the base. And I'm an Aleph. Bahar later. Bahar Melech, Matsiyan, Mimena, Shishim, Rubui, Sifle, Taurus. They used to give 60,000 baskets of tuna. Six hundred thousand. To those who cut the figs. May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Each week. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Ilan Echad Hayalol Yamei Melech Bahar Melech. Shemar Reedim Menor Arboim Sa Gozlos. They would take down 40 sa of birds. Mishalosh Brechos Pachodesh. Three times every month. Kiyasa Ravitzchak Amar Irachas Hayis Baritz Israel VeGufnis Shema. The city in Israel called Gufnis. Shayba Shmonim Zugos Achim. 80 pairs of brothers, kahanim, nosim l'shmonim, zugos, achayos, kahanos, who married 80 pairs of sisters, kahanos. This is another time, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that two brothers should not marry two sisters. It's one of his things. See, Beferish HaGemara here, they married brothers, married sisters. Not brothers, married sisters. The two brothers married two sisters. 80 times this happened. He said that you shouldn't do it. So again, there are two options. Number one, he's not a Baal Masorah, which we don't want to say that. So the answer is, he said it only for his own family. My grandfather, his brother married my grandmother and her sister. Two brothers, I had it in my own family. And he the Yehuda HaChassid wrote that if you do that, you're not going to live out the year. They both died in the 90s, all four of them. You know, so... Do you know who this said? He only meant it for his own family. Others say that he only meant it during the times of the Gemara. He didn't mean it. They, it was a different thing. Then, when Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was alive in the 1100s, then he said that people should refrain. But not the Gemara's time, so it's not a kashir anyway. But people, I don't think people are miserable in this anyway. Some Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid's people are very makbid on, and some people not so makbid on. So I don't know. Anyway, Ubad Kumar Rabbana Mesurah Bad Narda. They traveled all the way from Surat to Velo Ashkechu. They didn't find any such a thing. Barami Bante to Rav Chista, except for the daughter of Rav Chista, Tavin Nesibon, Lubomi Bar Achama, Ulumar Ukva Bar Achama. Rav Chista's daughters married two brothers. And by the way, Vafagav de Inu Kahavi Kahanta, they were Kahanim, the girls, you know, Bas Kahanim. Inu Lo Havi Kahanim, the boys were not Kahanim anyway. So it's not even such a true statement. Amra, okay, next. Amra of Suda, call Amar Rav, call Suda, Shein Bo Malet Melach, Ein the Suda. Any suda without salt is not a suda. Amar of Chiyah bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, call suda she'en bo srif, ain't a suda. Any suda doesn't have, I think, it means soup, that's not a suda. Okay? Next. Now, we begin my bracha achrona. Not benching. Bracha achrona. Achal anavim, if you eat olive, anavim are grapes. Te'enim, dates, figs. Rimonim, pomegranates. Bracha, stiv Rav Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, you bench. Chacham omer bracha achas, me'ein shalish. You make it ala michya. Rabbi Kiva omer, afilu achas shalak. Even if you eat a vegetable, a cooked vegetable, v'humazoni, and it fills you up, mavarech alav gimel bracha. You have to bench on that too. Hashos semayim l'tzavo. Someone drinks water because he's thirsty. Mavarech shahakol niyeh bidvaro. He makes a shahakol. Bracha chrona. Rabbi Tarfon omer, bar nefashos, abot v'chesmonon. Okay? Make a bar nefashos. My time is Rabbi Gamliel. What's Rabbi Gamliel's reason? Tichsiv, Eretz Chitus Ora. Uksiv, Eretz Asher Lo B'Mitzkiros Tochal Balechem. It's a land not lacking anything. Uksiv, Yachalta B'Zot Derech L'Shem L'Kecha. Then it says you have to bench. He says you have to bench. Up the Rabbanan Amar, no, hifsika inyan. The middle pasuk there breaks up the story. Therefore, there's only benching on bread. Rabbi Gamliel Omar, Rabbi Gamliel Nam hifsika inyan. Doesn't Rabbi Gamliel agree that pasuk, the middle pasuk, breaks up the inyan, and therefore there should not be benching on fruit? Now that just comes to exclude that there's no benching if you're just chewing wheat. Chewing wheat, it's wheat, but you don't bench for that. Amar Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Chanina. Kol shuv chameshes haminim, any from the five grains, betchilu mavarech ba'olav bor minim mizonos. First you make a mizonos, ulbasof bracha achas man shalosh. And then afterward, after you eat a mizonos, you make an ala michya. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, Amar Yeshua Ben Levi. Kol shuv yeshivas haminim, any from the seven species, right? Betchilu mavarech ala bor piya eight, you make a eight. Ulbasof bracha achas man shalosh. Afterwards, you make an ala michya. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, my niu, bracha achas man shalosh. What is that bracha? Amalei, apri de eight. Al pri de eight. Ala eight. Vial pri eight. Vial tunuva tzadi. Vial aret chenda tova. Rochav shechad la vzen lecha. Apri etzvola tuva. Rachim. Hashem alokeinu ayis al mecha. Vayis alim recha. Vial mikdashecha. Vial mizbechecha. Vesivni yushalim ir kachechem. Her vimeinu valida besocha. Zibchenu ba. Ki ata tov meitiv lakol. And by the way, the chameshes aminim, if it's on the five grains, then change the words to say ala mecha v'ala kakala v'ala tenuva tazada ki chosim ala aret v'ala mecha, and end off with ala mecha. Lovely. That's the bracha of ala mecha, which is virtually unchanged today.
A few words are different.
Exactly. Michtam ma'i chosim. How do you end off? Well, we just said how you end off. So what he meant to ask was kiyosar of dimi amar rav chosim berosh chodesh baruch Mekadesh Yisrael for Rosh Chodeshim. Well, we know that in Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, we end off with Rosh Chodesh. So Hachamai, what do we do? What do we do by Ala Mechia? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh or not? So Rav Chista Omar Al Haaretz V'Al Peiros Seha. Rav Yochanan Omar Al Haaretz V'Al Peiros.
Who changed the Rosh?
1 minute. Omar, we'll see in a minute. Omar of Amram V'Lo Pligi. They're not even arguing. Ha'alon, v'ha'alahu. One's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Chutz Laretz. So to say al peiro seha, that makes sense if you're in Chutz Laretz. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, on its fruit of the land. And al peiro is if you're in the Chutz Laretz. So matzke v'lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, wait a minute. Inu achli v'anan mevarchinan? Doesn't make sense. We're the ones in Bavel saying Eretz Yisrael? That's backwards. So Gemara says, you're right, El Epoch, you're right, switching around. Rav Chista, Amar Ala Aretz Ala Peros. Rav Chista, who lived in Bavel, said, Ala Aretz Ala Peros. And Rav Yochanan, who was from Eretz Yisrael, right, the redactor of the Talmud Yerushalmi, he said, Ala Aretz Ala Peros Seha. Okay? Very good. Now we have to do the bottom two tosos, which are going to take us a while. Ready? We must do them inside. Number one. First one, it's the second to last one. Ala Aretz Ala Aretz Ala Priya Eight. You're going to see something in Tosfos is virtually, I think there are only two places in Shas where you're going to see it. One's right here. Right. There are at least two. I don't think there are that many more. So he says, Aval al yayin mevarech ala gefen v'al priya gefen. And on wine, the third one. Dikhima de yayin kovea bracha la'atmo, mishum chashivute. Since yayin is so special, therefore, hu adin la'achrov nami, also afterwards, ubachasimsa, ubachasima, Yeshachosman al Aretz v'al Peros, Yeshachosman al Gefen v'al Priya Gefen, Umiyo Lachor Mashma, the Ain't Sark, Lashana Sakhatima. You don't have to change the ending. Shari Ain't Anu Mashanan Rak, Lomar Priya Gefen, Vamakom Priya 8. The ending, you can do the same. The beginning, or not. The beginning, when you should specify wine. At the end, you don't really have to. Aval Ba'alma, Hecha de Lomar Varachinan al 8, Ela Bistama al Aretz v'al Peros, V'yayi Nami Ain Lashanos. Right, so then don't change. Fine. Now, Ubisefer Hamaimini, and in the Rambam, I think there's only two places in Shas where the Tosfos quotes the Rambam. There's one in Menachos about Tefillin, and there's one here. I don't know if there's any other place. He says, and the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Quoting the Rambam, it's so interesting because they lived in France and Germany, and the Rambam was in the Arab countries, in Spain and in Egypt, right? How they had any contact with each other, but Tosfos saw at least this part of the Rambam. That says, Matzrich lahaskir ba me'ena ma'or b'Shabbos v'Yontif. That in Ala Mechia, you have to mention Shabbos and Yontif. That's the big Rambam he quotes. Right? The big Chiddush from the Rambam. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi umihu lo noagin lo'olam kei. We don't do that. By the way, we do do that. Right? We do do that. Tosa says, oh, we don't do that. Right? What are you quoting it for? We don't do that. V'yachal lios mashem mitzkar b'edam ha'ora hanadaf b'yimehem. Now that was only in those days they used to do it. Shayu regil l'gvoa ayayin v'amine peiros. Avol idna lo kvi. We're not koveya. We don't really do this. And we don't really practice like that. But it's not true. We do hold like that. It's in every siddur. It's in Al-Mechya. And this for Rosh Hashanah, and this for Shabbos and Yontif and all the other Yontif. The only one it doesn't mention is Chanukah and Purim. There's no mention of Chanukah and Purim in Alam Mikhya. That's true. Upri ube Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel hechad achal mina mizonos kigo dais if the eden v'shasi chamra bavarech. What if you eat all three? Bavarech brachat Hashem l'kenem melacholam Alam Mikhya v'alakol v'alagafen v'alpri agaf v'alaid v'alpri eid. Al Tirumat Zade, Vachasim Brachat Hashem, Al Kenem Al Cholam, Al Arad, Al Mechia, Al Peros, Halohavi Chasima Bishtaim, Ta Arad Tia Motzia Mechia Peros. You don't have to end off with all three, because the word Arad includes, it includes it anyway. Okay. The last Tosfos was just discussed, we're going to not say it inside to save time. The last Tosfos says,
do they actually say one or two in the end?
I don't know. It's always a silo about that. What you do, if you're eating both, what do you do exactly? Allah Chalamaisa. I don't know. I think you do both. It's the last Tosfos, just a historical Tosfos. Tosfos discusses that we said, oh, Rav Chisda couldn't have meant the people in Eretz Yisrael because he lived in Babel. So Tosfos says they wouldn't say halachas for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael if there were no Bnei Eretz Yisrael in the room. Like, why am I going to tell you what's going on over there? We live over here. We're stuck here in Galus. This is how we practice. Why should I go out of my way to tell you what's going on there? It doesn't apply to us. That's all. Okay. What? Right.
I know.
Okay, next. Amar Vitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishem Rabbeinu Al Habaya on an egg, V'almine Kufra on a meat, B'tchil B'varach Shahakol, first make a Shahakol, U'l'basof, Borei Nefashos Rabos. Avol Yaraka, lo, not on vegetables. Vitzchak Amar Afilu Yaraka, even vegetables. Avol Maya, lo, not water. Papa Amar Afilu Maya, even water. Razutra Avid Vitzchak Bar Avdimi, he hold like that. From Simi Bar Ashi Oved Rav Yitzchak V'Simonach Chad B'Chei B'Kechad. The guy with one name held at the one with two names, and the one with two names held at the one with one name. Okay, you understand what that means? That look at Rashi, second line. Mar Zutra Shuz Kechad Yochid. Mar Zutra is one name. He said below Shem Aviv Oved Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. That's two names. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and the one who held two names. And the one who said the member in two names, held like the one who had only one name. Okay? Amar Vashi, Ana Zimna, Dechim Avrachin, and Avidna Kikulu. I did like everybody. When I remembered, I said a bracha achmona. When I remembered, I said a bracha achmona on everything. Tanan, Koshtam bracha lachrav, tar bracha lafanav. Whatever requires a bracha achmona requires a bracha rishona. The yeshter are some things, shatan bracha lafanav, they require a bracha lafanav, the ainton bracha lachrav. And it doesn't require a bracha achmona. Now, Bishlam alurav. Bishlama Lurav Yitzchabar of Dimi Lafuka Yarka. What is that? What has a bracha Rishona and not a bracha Achrona? What is that? So according to him, it's vegetables. Rav Yitzchak Lafuka Maya. According to Rav Yitzchak, it's water. Elar Papa Lafuka Maya. What do you make a bracha Rishona on and not a bracha Achrona? There's no such thing. The answer is Lafuka Mitzvos. Mitzvos. You make a bracha Rishona on a lulav. You don't make a bracha Achrona on a lulav. Mitzvos. What about this? But in people in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the bus of the Masalkit Tfilayu, after they took off the tefillin, they did make a bracha and took off the tefillin. So what do you mean there's no bracha after mitzvah? It's not true. So Gemara says, lafuke reichani, to exclude smell. There's no bracha going on smell. Okay? You hear that? Now, look at the last two lines of Tosfos, the last two lines of the big Tosfos over here. The kasha. The Havimatzel Lishnuye, I could have answered, Hacha, Lafuke Shar Mitzvos, Afil of Neymar Rava. The answer is, every other mitzvah but Tfilin. Why didn't I give that answer? Could have given that answer. You're right, Tfilin is an exception. And what about every other mitzvah? There's no Bracha Chon on Shofar, and there's no Bracha Chon on Titzit. Only Tfilin, okay, so Tfilin, you're right. What about every other mitzvah? No, he doesn't give that answer. He gives no Bracha Chon on smelling. But you smell of fragrance, you don't make a Bracha Chon. Right? So Tosfos doesn't answer it here. We didn't learn this that long ago. This was a Nida on Daf Lamed. The Nida on Daf Who was it? Yeah, neither does Nun Aleph. That's not that long ago. Anyway, the Tosas there answered because he wanted to give an answer that applies to every single case. There's no smell in the world. There's no smell in the world. We make a bracha achrona. So every other mitzvah, yeah, there's one mitzvah. So we don't want to give an answer like that. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav. Kol shehu kebeta. Anything that's the size of a beta, beta tov haimenu. The egg's still better than it. An egg's better than anything else egg-sized. Kiyasa Rav Amar. Tava be'asa migul galta. That's only true if it's lightly roasted. Mishitza kisi solta. It's better than 6 lug of flour. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Tava be'asa migul galta mishita. If it's lightly roasted, it's better than 6. Mitviyasa, if it's roasted, ba'arba, it's better than 4. Mivusholta, if it's cooked, kalshu, kibetza, if it's cooked the size of an egg, becha tov haimenu, then a base is better than it, varmi biskra, except for meat. Rabbi Kiva Amar achal shalak. Rabbi Kiva said you make a bracha, you bench on cooked vegetables. Could there be such a thing where vegetables are satisfying? You make a bench on that, that to fill you up? Amar Rashi, bekelach, with a stalk, shel kruv, of cabbage. Tanar banan, tchul, it's a spleen. I imagine it's a spleen of an animal. Tchul, yafalushinayim, it's good for your teeth. The kashal of nemiayim, but it's bad for your stomach. Karishin, leek. Kashalushinayim, it's bad for your teeth. The yafal of nemiayim, but it's bad for your stomach. Good for your eyes, I'm sorry, for your stomach, yeah, blame your stomach. Kol yerechai, morik, any raw vegetable makes you pale. The chol cotton, maktim. And anything small makes you small. The chol nefesh, anything that's in the nefesh, meshavetz ha-nefesh, it restores your soul. The chol karvel nefesh, anything next to the nefesh, meshavetz ha-nefesh, also restores your soul. Kruv lamazon, cabbage is good for food. V'tardin l'refuah, beets are good for refuah. Oilo labayis, woes to the house, shalefes averet pesacha, that there's a turnip inside that house. Okay, now we're going to explain each statement over here. Amar mar, chol we said, yafal lishanayim, it's good for your eyes. Yafal is good for your teeth, for kasha of the night, bad for your inside. So my takante said, what do you do? The answer is, nilase, chew it, vineshdaye, and then spit it out. Don't swallow it. Karshinan, the karshinan was kasha lishinayim, was bad for your teeth. Yafal is nemiayim, and good for your stomach. So what my takante, how do you eat that? The shaklinu, grind it up, cook it up, vinevlinu, and swallow it without chewing it, so it doesn't affect your teeth. Kal yerechai morik, any raw vegetable makes you weaker. That's only the first meal after you bloodlet. If you eat any vegetables before 4 hours of the day, you can't talk to anybody. My time or why not? Because of your breath. You're not allowed to eat raw vegetables before 4 hours. Amemar Umar Zutra, Rav Ashi, Havayasvi, they were sitting around. I see you coming out of Yarekai. They brought out raw vegetables. Called them Arba Shalos before 4 hours of the day. I remember Ravashi Achel. Mazutra lo Achel. He didn't eat. Amrule, my daitacha. Tama Vitra kal Achel Yarekai Arba Shalos. Also, have I been in Mishabrecha? How come you're not eating? Because before 4 hours in your Vitra's statement, Fanan de Kach Achlinan Vikam Mishdazin Batan. We're eating it and we're talking to you. And you know what? No one's pissing out. It's okay. Amalahu, Anak Yiddich to Rabbi Yochanan Yitzchak Svirla. El from a different part of Yitzchak. You're right. That one wouldn't have stopped me. Tama Vitra. Asal achal ladam shachal chay yarak yachal yarak kodem yarak chay kodem arba shos. You're not allowed to eat before 4 hours of the day. I didn't say you're not allowed to talk to anybody. That part I didn't say. So I'm not eating it. I'm talking to you, but I'm not eating it. Next, kol cotton maktin. Anything small makes you small. Amar v'chista afilu gadia barzuza. Even a small goat. V'lo amar nela de les beirive. That's only true if it didn't grow a quarter of its size. Aval is beirive, but if it grew a quarter, less lamba. It's not an issue. Call nefesh, meshiv nefesh, amra papa, anything that restores you, anything that has life restores, amra papa, filu gildai debe geli, even small fish that go in the swamp. Call a karv nefesh, meshiv as a nefesh, anything next to the nefesh is also restores. What's that? Amra of Abba Baru, Yaakov, unka, the neck. Amale ravel, l'shami ravel said to his servant, kimaisis li umta, when you get me meat, the bisra, when you give me the bones from the meat, go bring me where they shechted, meaning by the neck. So I want the neck. Kruv l'mazon v'tardin l'refuah. Kruv was good for mazon, and beets were good for refuah. Kruv l'mazon in l'refuah lo was only, and kruv's not good for refuah. V'tanya shisha d'var rapin es achola mechelyov. There are 6 things that heal you. Refuah and refuah, it's a good refuah. The elohein, what are they? Kruv, tardin, Kruv is Kruv. What was Kruv before? Cabbage. Retardant's beets. Meshishin, Steinzel says, is chamomile water. Tavash is honey. Kiva is the stomach. Heretz, they don't translate. And Yoseres HaKavit is the liver. Ele'ema, Kruv aflamazon. Kruv is also good for mazon. Oilo labayat shalefas averes pesocha. Woe is to the house. The turnip is in that house. Woe is to such a house. Ain't that true? Vamar Rava, l'shamei. Rava said to his servant, Kichaz is lift the b'shuka. If you're walking down the street and you see the selling turnip, lo tamali, don't say to me, b'may karachas rifta, what we're going to put on the bread. Don't say, what we're going to have, what's going to be our relish tonight. You know it's going to be that. Meaning, it's a good thing to buy. So Amar Abaya, yeah, mibli basar. Yeah, it's bad if it doesn't have meat in it. Rav Amar mibli yayin. It's bad if it doesn't have wine in it. Itmar, Rav Amar mibli basar. Rav said it doesn't have wine. Shmuel Amar mibli etim. And Shmuel said if it doesn't have, that's not cooked. Etim, I mean wood, not cooked. Rav Yochanan Amar mibli yayin. And Yochanan said without wine. Amar Rav or Rav Papa Sudni. Rav said to Rav Papa, the Rashi says the beer maker, the one who made beer out of dates. Anan tavrinan lebisra v'chamra. We break it with meat and wine. In other words, we break it means we take the sting out of it by cooking it with meat and wine. Atur, what about you? Tulo nafesh l'chul chamra. B'may tavrisu le? You don't have what to do. What do you do with it? You don't have what to break. What do you? How do you get the sting out of it? Amalei b'tivi with wood. Kiyad debitzu de Rav Papa or Papa's wife. After the mavashole tavra, after she would cook it, tavrele be tamnin atul precisa. She would break it with 80 pieces of wood. Fine. Next, dog cut tanarabam. Small salty fish, paamim shehu mamis. Sometimes it could kill you. When's that? B'shiva on the 7th day. B'shiva asar the 17th. Esrim b'shiva the 27th. V'amrelo esrim v'shalosha. Some say the 23rd. What's that all about? I have no idea. Below Mar and Ella bin Below Mtuye. That's only true if it's only roasted, but not roasted too much. Avol Mati Shapir less lumba. But if it's very roasted, it's not an issue. With Lo Mati Shapir, Lo Mar and Ella Delo Shatsa Batsre Shikra. Also, that's only true if you didn't drink beer afterwards. Avol Shatsa Batsre Shikra less lumba. If you drank beer afterwards, it's not a problem. Huh? Not a problem. All right, you know what? We wanted to finish the parak, but we'll stop here because there's too much to say until we finish the parak about drinking water when you're not thirsty. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, and everybody have a very good Shabbos.
Next Friday.